the devil's advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Fresh outrage each and every day, each and every segment, and nothing but the finest of guests. He's Batman. He's Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, I was just talking about the WCDEI. My little buddy Dominic apparently made it on their esteemed press mailing list. So he's been sharing these press missives with me from the WCDEI. And this is this activist citizens group, let's call them the grassroots of the fringe of the right.
Well, you know, I learn something every time I come on here, so I just had to look this group up. Wisconsin Citizens Demanding Election Integrity. And what they're about, according to the little article I read, was that they are demanding any Republican who's running for office has to be for decertifying the November 2020 elections, or they will run someone against them and defeat them. That's what they're claiming.
And they've got hard deadlines. March 17th, St. Paddy's Day at sundown. Either you're with us or you're against us. I mean, literally, it's a binary choice. Either you vote Republicans or make a public statement. I think they're demanding a press release from each and every elected Republican. So by the end of tomorrow, we're going to see lots of press releases hit our inboxes. Because I got to think many of these Republicans actually are supportive of this action. I think many of the electeds, now the elected leadership, Robin Voss and Steinke and LeMahieu and them, they try to sort of squelch this palace coup, but they have been unable to do so. And it's creating a fracture in the party. And tomorrow, I'm getting me some Rojo popcorn. I think that's what Voss calls the outfit down there. I think it's Rojo popcorn. I'm going to get some popcorn. I'm going to have a good old time between the big meeting tonight and the aftermath. I wonder what the aftermath's going to be when the when their demands come due.
I mean, I don't know who these people are or who they think they are. Do they have that kind of power, really? I mean, maybe they've got Trump behind them. Maybe they've got a line into Trump. I mean, Trump does seem to have a person on staff who keeps feeding them stuff about Wisconsin.
Well, they do have Jefferson Davis on their team.
The nice name, too.
Yeah, named after, what, the first Confederate president, if you will, the secessionist president of the Confederacy, Jefferson E. Davis. And his email is davisforpresident@protonmail.com. I never even heard of Proton Mail. Here's the other thing that was interesting about their recent press missive. They send one out damn near every day now. But they doxed every single one of the Republican Party chairs in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. They included personal contact information. Here's how you find this guy. Here's his email address. I mean, they're turning up the heat, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, the Republican Party is in a fight for its identity here in Wisconsin and around the country. Is it going to be a party of nuts? Is it going to be a party of people who don't believe in facts? Is it going to be a party of we're going to do whatever it takes to stay in power, including absolutely invalidating elections by the voters? That's what decertification means. Or are they going to be just traditional Republicans who want to help rich folks and corporations and get conservative judges on the bench? And that's what the Republican Party used to be. And now it's the Trump crazy party.
You know, in defense of Proton Mail, someone just sent me a Proton Mail email from their iOS server. Apparently that's something to do with Apple. So, you know, I guess I'm just not up with the tech. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. That's why I have fine guests like Matt Rothschild.
If you think I'm up with the tech, you got another thing coming.
Keep us abreast of all the lateness happening. You're our Kim Commando around here. You could be part of this big show. I'll try to keep an eye on the phones as well at 844-967-2789. Let's talk about the false electors. That's a big contentious issue here in the state of Wisconsin. There were 10 false Trump electors, and they showed up at the Wisconsin State Capitol on December 14th of 2020, my understanding, the very same time when the Democratic electors for Joe Biden were casting the official votes. And one of the electors that was on this list of fraudulent electors was a Wisconsin elections commissioner named Bob Spindell. Well, Jeffrey Mandel, who is with Law Forward, a you know, a noted liberal law firm, somewhat new here in the state of Wisconsin.
Does a great job, by the way.
Well, they're certainly pushing the right buttons, and they're seeking someone to pay attention to the fact we got a slate of 10 fraudulent Trump electors here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, the Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, said, you know, this is a DOJ thing. This is so clearly multi-jurisdictional. But the Wisconsin Elections Commission had first crack at this complaint from Mandola and Law Forward. And, you know, I don't know what was more galling, the 6-0 vote or the fact that Bob Spindell got to be his own judge and jury.
Well, both of those really disgust me. I mean, let's look, first of all, at Robert Spindell. Here is a guy who's appointed to the Wisconsin Elections Commission by Lemahieu, and who is the Republican majority leader in the Senate. And Spindell was claimed to be in December that he was one of the false electors, that he was an actual elector when it was obviously
done at the request of the Trump lawyers.
Right. This was part of the Green Bay sweep. I mean, this was part of the whole, you know, disregard the votes and we're going to stay in power no matter what. And yet Law Forward submits this complaint against him and the 9 other electors. And Spindell then sits, as you said, Crudy, as judge on his own case. I mean, who gets to be the accused and then to be the judge?
Well, Judge Dredd, right? And Bob Spindell. And by a vote of 6-0, even the 3 Democrats dismiss this allegation against Spindell and the others, apparently because it's not currently against Wisconsin state law to go commit fraud and claim you're a false Trump elector. Which, man, doesn't that just lead to this is going to happen again and again and again? If it's not illegal and it's totally copacetic, aren't the Republicans going to do this every time they lose?
Yeah, I was really shocked that Ann Jacobs and Mark Thompson, two strong Democratic lawyers on the committee, didn't vote to censure these and validate the Jeff Mandel complaint and censure the false electors. I don't know why they did it. We'll have to ask them next time they come on your show.
Well, Mark Thompson does his own show on Monday nights, the Paul Revere Show, and I've gotten a little love mail from the audience out there. They're mad at Mark. They don't like this. But I would say clearly there is not a specific statute that was broken, or I got to think the Dems would have voted. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Matt Rothschild.
Hi there, everybody.